alayhi wasallam, who sacrificed his entire life for this deen to reach me and you today. Today being the day of Friday, let us increase in our durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but not only confined to a Friday, but the rest of the week as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that that person that confers one durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him 10 rewards. 10 of his stages will be raised in Jannah and 10 of his sins forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with the Sahaba who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hand-selected and hand-picked to be around the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to record his every action, every notion and every mention, that this deen could reach me and you in a pristine and perfect and beautiful form as we have it with us today. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and continues giving us. They are much more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in fact taken away from us. Last night we were saddened with the news of the president who rightfully so increased the lockdown to another 2 weeks. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this the best decision for the entire country and the world at large. The main concern, one of the main concerns, besides homeschooling, obviously, which everyone is dreading at the moment, one of the main concerns of everyone is our risk. Are many people who are the breadwinners of the home are not working anymore? Some may still go to work, but their businesses are not doing the desired turnover like it used to do before the lockdown. Some who were laid off are not receiving a salary at all. And this is when we implore businessmen, those that are in a financial capacity, to pay their workers, to please do your duty and do the right thing and pay them for their services of the month of March and as well as of the month of April. That is going to go by us without them working. Let us not go on the notion of no pay, no work. Let us soften our hearts. Let us open our hearts and our hands and give. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us more. And those that are unfortunately not in the capacity to fulfill that duty, let us adopt the means of the government and make sure that those that are under our care or under our dependency, that we make some arrangement for them to receive a stipend for the month. This time, we cannot physically go out maybe and acquire that sustenance, but there are means and ways in which we can increase our sustenance without it really being increased. And by that I mean, we need to start, or we need to continue, or we need to elevate our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is only with your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your standing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you rizq. It is only with your standing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant you barakah in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already provided you. We take the example of Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam. She was the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, the niece of Sayyidina Zakaria alayhi salam. Her mother, Hannah, had promised whatever was in her womb to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his dedicated worship. And when Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam was born, Maryam radiallahu anha was born, she, Hanna told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I thought it would have been a son that I would give in your worship, but it's a daughter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will accept a daughter also. So Zakariya alayhi salam built a chamber in Masjid al-Aqsa for Maryam radiallahu anha. And in this chamber, she used to dedicate her life into the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابِ. Every time Zakariya used to enter, Zakariya alayhi salam used to enter her chamber, her uncle, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. He would find fruit by her. And the Mufassirin say, not ordinary fruit, fruit that is not normally found, fruit that is out of season fruit. وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. And he used to ask, أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. Where has this sustenance come from? قَالَتْ هِيَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. She used to say that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam's, or Maryam radiallahu anha rather, her standing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was at such a high stage, at such a beautiful connection she used to have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because she dedicated her entire life in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to provide for her without from means beyond her imagination. There's a hadith of Ibn Majah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person is derived of sustenance on account of sins that he commits. So when a person commits sins, then his sustenance is restricted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just that our salary gets cut, for example. No, but the barakah in that wealth that you are getting, it is diminished. As Muslims, we accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider of rizq, and that we are just merely tasks with its acquisition. The ease or difficulty with which we acquire our rizq, and the extent of which we can draw benefit from that risk, lies with our relationship with the provider, Ar-Razzaq, Ar-Razzaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a person is his main concern is the hereafter, the akhirah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places richness in his heart, makes his affairs manageable for him, and the world will come to him in a subdued state. Meaning he will acquire the worldly possessions without much effort from his side. However, if a man's or person's main concern is this world, just want more and more and more, and how I can do better in this world only, if his only concern or main concern is this world and very little for the akhirah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will linger poverty before his eyes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his affairs beyond his control. Yet he will not get of this world save what had been decreed for him. This narration comes in Tirmidhi Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are from the first category whose main concern is the hereafter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places richness in his heart and makes his affairs manageable, and not from those whose concern is this world and Allah lingers poverty in front of his eyes. So the question that we need to ask is that, what is my relationship with my Allah? Me as an individual, each of us need to be asking the same question. What is my relationship with my Allah? How does my daily affairs account with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have to pass away today, if my eyes have to close today, and I am questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to my acts of worship that I have to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, am I going to have a shortfall, or inshallah am I going to have a surplus with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And each of us need to ask it on our own questions. Look at your daily lives, from the fara'id of your salah, of your zakat, of your hajj and so forth, then going on to your sunan, the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because ultimately it is still an instruction, it is still a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although from the although it comes from the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So do you live for this world, or are your endeavors centered around the hereafter? How does your daily efforts in acquiring your rizq impact on your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your character? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking about the Sahaba radiallahu an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rijal, men, who are true men? Rijalul la tulhihim tijara. رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. That their business does not deter them and take them away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وإقام الصلاة and the performance of صلاة, وإيتاء الزكاة and the giving of زكاة. We need not only to earn risk through continuous toil, but we also need to supplement our efforts by improving our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this can be done in few ways, looking at various ayat of the Quran al-Karimah and looking at various ahadith of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first is tawbah and istighfar. Tawbah and istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. That our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to the people, استغفروا ربكم, make استغفار unto your Lord, إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا, verily He is oft forgiving. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send rain to you in abundance. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you an increase in wealth and in children. So at this point we want an increase of wealth, but we can't maybe physically get it. Turn to istighfar and repentance. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely to forgive us for all our shortcomings, all our sins, be they major or minor. Then insha'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yumdidukum bi amwali wa banin, Allah will increase your wealth and your children. Wa yaj'al lakum jannat, and Allah will bestow on you gardens and bestow on you rivers. The second way in which we can increase our rizq is by adopting taqwa and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَقْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ
فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Two different ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, whoever has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, will make a means out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for him from means beyond his imagination. So you won't understand where it is coming from, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ultimately provide for you. So the ayah again, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, whoever fears Allah, whoever has taqwa, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create avenues for him, will take him out of his difficulties, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for him from means beyond his imagination. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and whoever has consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever adopts taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَهُوَ حَسْبُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient for him. A third means of acquiring or increasing our risk in these difficult times can be the means of silatul rahim, meaning fostering family ties. Yes, you cannot maybe go and visit your loved ones, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted man the knowledge of technology. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us cell phones, WhatsApp, we got Zoom, we got Loom, we got WhatsApp calls, video calls, voice calls, etc. We got Telkom pin chat line after 8 o'clock as well. What stops us from speaking to our loved ones regularly? We don't need to adopt social distancing when it comes to the phone. Generally, our phones are more in our hands now than it was before the lockdown. So, phone a loved one. Phone someone you haven't phoned in a long time. Distant family, close family. Now it is the time to go to family that we might have had an argument with or a disagreement with. Let us make amends. Let us join family ties. For verily, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, whoever is pleased that he be granted more wealth, whoever is pleased that he be granted more wealth and that his life increases, that his life is prolonged, should keep good relationships with his kith and kin, with his family members. The fourth way in which we can increase our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ, and whatever a person spends in the way, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ, Allah will give him, will replace it for him. Allah will replace it for him. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't replace one with one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces one with 10 by minimum, with 10 by minimum. The next, we need to increase in our ibadah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith al-Qudsi, O son of Adam, take time to constantly worship me. I will fill your heart with richness and I will remove poverty. If you do not do so, I will make your hands filled with occupation and I will not remove poverty. We got time now. We got time now. Generally, maybe we weren't reading our Sunnah Mu'aqidah. We weren't reading our Nafil Salah. We weren't waking up for Tahajjud Salah. Now we have extra time. We weren't reading as much as Quran. We have extra time now. Let us use our time constructively and increase in our ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make lots of dua. Make lots of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this pandemic faster than it came from us. Faster than it came from us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yukhlifu, give us what we would have got in this time, double, triple, and much, much, much more, inshallah. So turn to Allah and make earnest dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next is, we need to save ourselves from riba. We need to save ourselves from interest. Don't let this situation you find yourself in go to the bank and take out an interest-bearing loan because you need the wealth, you need the money for the month. Turn to Allah, make dua, and try and adopt halal means, interest-free loans. There are generous people that will give you an interest-free loan, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soften their hearts. Do not go to the non-Islamic bank and take out a riba interest-bearing loan to see you through this difficult time. Use, adopt halal, tayyib means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will deprive usury interest of all blessings, but Allah will give increase for deeds of charity. So increase in your charity. You don't have to take out 1 million rand. You don't have to take out thousands of rand. Every one rand you take out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 10 more. Minimum 10 more. And lastly, let us make shukr and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not sit down and just complain about the situation we find in. It is not going to better our situation in any way. Complaining is not going to better our situation. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might ask, what must I make shukr for if I find myself in such a difficult position? Brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, how much do we have to make shukr for to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the things that we can't do now? So for example, the mere fact that you could go out of your house and get a rizq and earn a sustenance, we never thought it as a blessing. Now we realize it is a blessing. Before, we could go out of our house and just go and buy a loaf of bread whenever we wanted to. But now we think 2 or 3 times before we do that. Before, we could just go to the neighbor's house and say hello when we wanted to. Now we can't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you are thankful to Allah, I will increase you. Allah will increase you. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, but if you are ungrateful, then my punishment is most severe. Ask ourselves, is this a punishment because we weren't grateful for all the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us before the lockdown? May Allah make it not so. But my beloved mothers and sisters, fathers and brothers, let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings. We are still living in our homes. We are still eating. We are still sleeping. We are still breathing. We are still looking. We are still hearing. There are many, 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 many benefits and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are still using. We might have taken some away, but He still has left a lot with us. We don't find ourselves in a war situation. May Allah save our country from going in that if this lockdown persists. But thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to restore our country and the world at large to its original state. May Allah take this pandemic away faster than it came. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more than what we may have lost in this time. We end off with beautiful couplets. I tried to find the author of these couplets, but I couldn't. It goes, لَا يُؤَخِّرُ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا إِلَّا لِخَيْرٍ. Allah does not delay a matter. Allah does not delay a matter except for good. إِلَّا لِخَيْرٍ, except for good. وَلَا يُحَرِّمُكَ أَمْرًا إِلَّا لِخَيْرٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not deprive you of anything إِلَّا لِخَيْرٍ, except for good. وَلَا يَبْكِيكَ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا لِخَيْرٍ. And Allah does not make you cry except for good. وَلَا يَنْزِلُ عَلَيْكَ بَلَاءً إِلَّا لِخَيْرٍ. He does not send a calamity upon you إِلَّا لِخَيْرٍ, except for good. لِذَا لَا تَحْسَنْ. For that matter, do not be sad. فَرَبُّ الْخَيْرِ, the Lord of goodness, لَا يَأْتِي إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ. So don't be sad, for verily the Lord of good, لَا يَأْتِي إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ, does not come with anything except goodness. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.